With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Sanlam Namibia has announced a new strategic partnership with global insurer Giant Alliance. CEO Tertius Steers says the collaboration will help unlock more opportunities and benefits for their clients.
I think it creates the opportunity to be together. We can be greater and stronger. In insurance, the backing of a large partner and capital backer and somebody that can give you technology and understanding within the industry is just so critical. So we believe that the two brands, Sanlam and Allianz, will create more opportunities for our existing clients, future clients, as well as all of our staff and for the greater Namibia.
Over 16 billion passwords have been leaked online in one of the biggest cyber breaches ever. The exposed data includes logins from Google, Apple, Facebook, and more. Digital expert Nrupesh Soni says the breach is a serious security threat.
It's extremely high priority that people change their passwords and do not use the same passwords in every platform you use, because that's the best way to prevent hacks, is not to use or repeat the passwords. Cybersecurity has become quite prominent. It's important that one does a regular audit of the passwords, has multi-factor authentication like SMS or other ways to log in, and just often keep changing passwords for critical services. But there are websites like Google Security and others which allow you to actually check if your email address and if your information was leaked as part of this.
South African non-governmental organization AfriForum plans to obtain warrants to seize assets from former President Jacob Zuma after he failed to pay over 500,000 rand in legal costs. The costs relate to his unlawful medical parole ruling in 2021. AfriForum's Louis Boshoff condemned Zuma's delaying tactics.
It is crucial that these legal costs are paid, because despite all the findings against him, Zuma has gotten away with minimal time behind bars and is now back at the helm of one of the largest political parties in the country. No politician is above the law.
More than 200 lecturers at Zimbabwe's main university joined forces with students on Monday to protest against low wages, marking a third month of unrest fueled by a deepening cost of living crisis. The walkout at the University of Zimbabwe, according to the AFP news agency, is one of the country's longest strikes and the latest in a wave of union activity as galloping inflation of more than 90% ravages the country. And NATO leaders from 32 allied countries are meeting in the Netherlands for what they are calling a historic summit. They're expected to approve plans to increase defense budgets and military strength. The summit also gives them an opportunity to talk directly with the US president about the ongoing Israel-Iran conflict.
It's not officially on the docket, but of course, plenty of conversations here at this NATO summit will be on this ceasefire that seems to have been brokered by the Trump administration between Israel and Iran, and what comes next. There'll be 31 other world leaders having that opportunity to meet face to face with the US president to discuss what kind of role can be played as NATO's allies seek de-escalation in that conflict in the Middle East. Another huge thing we're expecting out of this summit is for NATO allies to agree to significantly boost defense spending up from the current benchmark of 2% upwards to 5%. That has been a long request made by the United States and US President Donald Trump. William Denslow, The Hague.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.